97.5 The Fanatic. It's Cuz's Corner with 97.5's Anthony Gargano live from the all-new Sportsbook at Parks Casino in Bensalem. Don't forget, the Parks Casino Sportsbook app is now live in PA. Now, it's the Cuz, Anthony Gargano on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Well, a good evening, everybody. Happy Tuesday evening across the Delaware Valley. Live from the fabulous Sportsbook, Parks Casino, Street Road, Bensalem. Of course, our casino, our 4-for-4 Sportsbook, right here live as we're watching some good college hoops. It's a light sports night, but it's about to heat up because we got Thanksgiving, big day tomorrow night between NHL, NBA, college, and then Thursday. I don't know about you guys. Like, I love, my whole life, I've associated the holidays with sports, right? So, like, I love the bowl season. Like, I love, like, Thanksgiving. So we do our own turkey bowl. So it's me and all my cousin and my friends and, you know, Tooch and Boo and Joe Ben and Vinny and all the guys. And they all come in and we have the kids around and we do our turkey bowl on Thursday morning. And we go to Marconi Plaza and we play at the park and the kids run around and we run around and it's the greatest. And I always have associated the holidays with sports from that. So what we do is after we get done playing football, we go, there's a corner bar type right on Argonne Avenue called Stokes. And we go there and the kids, somebody runs to like a McDonald's or whatever and gets a bunch of, you know, like food for the kids, and then they play the video games, and we have a couple pops, and we watch the first half of the Lions game. And we've been going there, my God, for got to be 30 years I've been going to this place. I mean, you know, I had to be 15 when I first started. And we'd play football, and we would go to Stokes, and we watch the first half of the game, and sometimes it lingers into the third quarter. And we're always late coming back for dinner. And they're like, where you at? The women are always yelling at you. What are you doing? What are you doing? Where you at? And, you know, you're like, whatever. This is our own Thanksgiving. And that's why I love sports. You know, I associate them. And as, you know, we head into Christmas with all the bowl games and the NFL and then the NBA on Christmas Day. And, you know, that's become a big deal, especially for us right here. So when I wish you the happy holidays, Black Friday with the Flyers. I mean, you know, the Black Friday Flyers game is a staple, right? Like, that's a staple. This year it's at 4 o'clock, and you'll be able to hear that right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. So anyway, tonight, what I really want to do tonight is I kind of want to go over the state of 4-for-4. We talk about this all the time. But I want to hear from you guys about the state. Like, today, it was kind of a depressing, kind of a difficult conversation. We talked about Carson. We gave you the Michael Vick quote that he would be a failure in Philadelphia. And deep down, I don't believe it. Deep down, I still believe in Wentz. I still believe that Wentz is going to be the franchise quarterback that we all hoped. I still believe that this team has bright, bright days ahead. And, I don't know if it's going to happen this year, if they're going to be able to rally, and if Dallas is going to be able to lose so they can rally and beat the Cowboys on December 22nd. I mean, we talk about the holidays and football. Does it get any better than Christmas Day? And there's Jeff Garcia winning a game in Dallas at Jerry World saying, Merry Christmas, Philadelphia. I'll never forget that moment. I'll never forget it. Watching Garcia, who was a character who everybody loved. And in so many ways, it's funny. We were talking a lot about Nick Foles because we can't get rid of the Nick Foles ghost. The Nick Foles ghost just torture us, right? So I was thinking about this, and I was thinking about Garcia. And Jeff Garcia and Nick Foles are kind of the same guy. The journeyman, the whole thing, backups. And there was a point where Jeff Garcia nearly did what Nick Foles did. He was really close. There was a game against the Saints, a playoff game. And, you know, they're in it. And they were missing the defense, but they were in that game. I'll never forget Sheldon Brown running through Reggie Bush, and he just clobbered him. And he said, it was like, afterwards, he said it was like running through a cardboard box. And I'll never forget the quote. And they were so close to going to they win that game, they go to the NFC title game. And then who knows, you know, maybe Jeff Garcia is Nick Foles before Nick Foles. But tonight, let's go over the idea of stay the 4-for-4. So just to begin, let's begin with the team that's not playing, that has an offseason ahead of it, and that's the Phillies. And the idea of Joe Girardi, I'm in love with. I think you got a real baseball man in charge who is smart, who understands analytics, who understands the game, the where the numbers play, where the gut plays, where the baseball sense, the baseball IQ plays. And so I love that. So what do you need? Like, so right now, going into it, I want Gerrit Cole. I mean, that's just the bottom line. You have the money. You got to go get Gerrit Cole. You know that you need pitching. There's a lot about D.D. Gregorius, which I would love in this ballpark. I think he would be a really good addition. You get rid of Segura, who's a cancer, who's not a good, he's not a winner. You got to get winners on this team. So I would start there. I would go get my ace pitcher, pay whatever I got to pay. You know, he's a Boris guy. Boris wants to see Bryce Harper. He wants to see him win. It's all set up. Middleton's got the money. Middleton's got the gumption. Middleton's got the wherewithal. So that's where we are, Phillies. Flyers, I'm extremely ecstatic about. They play a fun brand of hockey. They finally have youth. They have all kinds of young talent. You know, lost, because we talked a lot about the Sixers last night, and we talked a lot about the Eagles, so we kind of lost the Flyers, but their defense played really well. Alain Vigneault, you look at what Vigneault's done with this team. He says all the right things. He's got a knows how to win. You know, he has a system. You watch Farabee, you got all this stuff, right? You got, you know, Frost, who looks terrific. Especially you pair Giroux and Frost in the same line. I'm loving it. Couturier and Farabee. I'm loving, like, the Flyers to me, all those young guys now, it finally feels like they've turned the corner. So curious to see what you think about them, because I think they've turned the corner. I think now it's all gup. 747. We talk about 747, about for takeoff. I think Flyers are 747. And then Sixers, look, I'm gonna view them in a positive light. And here's what I mean. This is November. Now we're talking about them like this is May, like this is April, going into May, going into April with the playoffs. Like, this is November. So they have a lot of growth to do, and yes, Joel Embiid, I don't understand it. We have not seen him at all. He's got to play. We got to see him dominate. I was talking to my cousin Joey. In fact, you know, that's what I do, right? So I'm driving from Ballard-Kenwood to Bensalem, and I'm on the phone with my cousin, and we're talking about Embiid. And we're both going, when are we going to see the real Embiid, right? Like, when are we going to see Joe dominate? Because we haven't seen it at all. Not one game has Joe been that force, and he needs to be that force. So I'm curious, you know, what you're looking at. I don't want to press panic buttons. You got to allow Brett to experiment a little bit. I see what you see. Yeah, I want Ben to be more offensive minded or more scoring minded, but you know, this idea that he's regressed is nonsense. It's not true. He has played really really a great floor game. He's had a really good stretch. Now, he needs to finish at the rim, without a doubt. And then we got Birds. And as we sit here and we think about where they're at, and Michael Vick said, I think that Carson Wentz is a failure, will be a failure in Philadelphia. I can't go there. I can't bring myself. No matter what happens the rest of the year, and I don't think that this is the year. I mean, deep down, you have eyes. You see this team. You know, maybe you get lucky and maybe something happens. Cowboys trip up against in one of the next three games because they have to. So you got Buffalo coming. Go Sean McDermott. You got the Bears and you got the Rams. So they have to lose one game before that game on December 22nd. And the Eagles have to win the next three. But it's big picture for the Eagles. It's big picture for Wentz. And I think they need to, after this season, they need to reevaluate the offense. They need to draw up a different offense. And they need to obviously add skill people. So we'll talk about it. It's the 4-for-4 at Thanksgiving. Where are we at? So you got any of the four teams, you pick it. I gave you my little snippet for each of them, and I want you to chime in on it. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. And we are at the 4-for-4 Haven Parks Casino, the sports book, the hometown casino right here, Street Road, Ben Salem, 97.5 FM. Live from the 4-for-4 Casino, the great sports book here at Parks Casino and Sportsbook at Street Road, Ben Salem. It is Cousins Corner. We're going to come back, and in just a moment, we're going to give you a little insight because we talked about holidays and sports, and it's great. We got like three football games, college game on Thanksgiving. We're going to give you a little insight into where the money's going for the weekend with our man, Matt Cullen. So we're going to check it out. Sit tight. And that's coming up in about 10 minutes. So looking forward to that. Let's kick it off. Warren in Cherry Hill. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic from Parks. We say, War, happy Thanksgiving.
I work different hours. I miss hearing you. I try. And I miss talking to you. You're one of the greatest people I know in this area for what you do. It's always a pleasure.
I love you. I love you, Warren.
To your family, nothing but the best. I'd rather make it a good call, but what I want to do is, I can't worry about the Eagles, because just like on every show on any station, when they say, would you take a championship and 10 years of losing, we all say, yeah. So I'm going to believe the Eagles will turn around eventually. I'm not going to sit there and go, Carson's this, Carson's that. I'm just going to say, we might need a year or two. We've got a lot of money we're going to have back, but my pride and joy Sixers. I'm going to ask you something, Fripp, because I know how big you are with the process and these two kids, but I can't only blame Brown, but I got to ask you, has Embiid really gotten that? He doesn't have footwork yet. Ben's still the same player. I'm going to say in the third year, like Sakim, the kid on Toronto, or anybody who only plays a year of college ball, those guys should be way better or way more improved now. I'm asking what you think on these two.
Yeah, I think Ben, like, I love where Ben is at everywhere except his offensive, his scoring prowess.
That's half his game, though, Ed. Especially
but
when we
I'll argue that it's a quarter of his game. Or a 30%.
No, I'll give you an example. When we sit there and talk about him being a last night, listen, no great player has ever gone zero. But you know where you used to always talk about why is he outside? He still doesn't have the footwork. He still doesn't have the inside.
You're
he's
right.
A bully ball.
Yes. And no, I think you're right about that. I'm incredibly disappointed by the season that Embiid's having. I expected, especially since he said he came in shape. Like, you know, here's the thing, Warren.
And
I want to run this by you. I want to run this by you real quick, Warren. I want to run this by you. So we remember him crying after that Game 7 in Toronto. He returns to the place, right? To that scene of the crime.
Right.
And he scores zero? Where was he? He was invisible.
How sick were you when they're sitting like, oh, Marc Gasol, a former MVP. Stop it. This is the greatest. This is the strongest man in the NBA.
Yes.
And what I used to hear, and we don't talk as much, I don't want to hear that stuff with the NBA. When the Flyers won in 74-75, everybody else played a different way. When you've got the strongest, biggest team in the league, you don't hoist up 43s.
I agree.
Brett Brown has not helped this kid develop an inside move. And what happens with, maybe it's just Ben and Embiid don't work. When he wants to play low, even if he's out high, he can pass. But you got Ben down low clogging up. They don't pick and roll. They're breaking my heart, Ann. I feel stupid saying like that.
No. Listen, you're not stupid to say that. I completely understand about, you know, breaking your heart. Like, they be, I'm going to tell you one thing. I'm going to ask you one thing.
Yep.
I'm going to ask you to be a little bit patient because it is November. And you know the season doesn't start until Christmas Day.
I'm watching Brett Brown, and honest to God, I know it's not everything the coach, but he has not helped these kids get any better. He's the one who wants to throw up these streets. And just the other night, I'll let you go, but stupid games. They're San Antonio, 38 seconds on the clock. Doesn't that coach tell you guys?
I know. I
you
hear
saw
you.
It. It's a bad coach. They play stupid, Ann. I
hear you.
That
just
more
again, it's
Anthony
November. Love, listen, I want you to have a happy, blessed Thanksgiving, brother, okay?
I will, brother. Same to your family.
All right. God bless you. All right, let's get one more. Then I got Matt, and I can't wait to talk to Matt about this weekend's card, and then we'll get back to your calls live right here at the Sportsbook at Parks Casino. Adrian in West Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Adrian.
How you doing, Ant? First-time caller. Love your show.
Welcome, Adrian.
I know it's just November for the Sixers, but it's week 13 for the Eagles, and I'm much more concerned about them.
And you should be.
I don't want to pile on Carson. Everyone knows he was missing some throws, and that I have more of an issue with the coaching and the job that Doug Peterson and the position coaches are doing. Clearly, the wide receivers coach isn't doing anything. They can't even run a 5-yard hitch route. At the same time, there's this focus when Nick Foles came in. You know, the offense changes. Let's focus on RPOs and let's get the rhythm of the offense going. We only scored one touchdown since Lane Johnson went out. I don't understand why Doug keeps just with the same offense and not change the offense to get Carson going, moving the pocket.
I know.
I
don't get it either. There's been a distinct lack of creativity with the offense. And I know that he's hamstrung with personnel. I'm hip to that, and I understand that. But to your point, you got to do something creative with Wentz. I mean, look, you're playing Seattle. All the defense is stiffened up. All you need is just a score to get momentum.
Exactly.
I'm with you.
And just something as simple as play action and moving him in the pocket and not just having him stand there like a statue giving fumbles all the time.
And here's the other thing, too. I don't know why the tight ends aren't going vertical. I mean, he's not
exactly a
West Coast quarterback. You can see it. He's not accurate on his short throws. He's a big arm guy. It's almost like he's playing in a paper bag, like he's restricted. You can see it. Like, he needs to uncork. He needs to be able to move. I mean, I think that's his best. That's when he's most effective.
Exactly. And then his 2017 season was mostly about him making magic outside of the pocket.
Yes.
We haven't seen any of it.
I agree. Adrian, listen, thanks for the call. Listen, have a happy Thanksgiving, okay?
All right, you as well.
Thanks, brother. We appreciate that. All right, let me introduce the senior vice president right here of gaming and who's the man who runs the casino at Parks, who runs that whole sports book and the whole thing here. Matt Cullen joins us. First of all, Matt, happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you. Thanks. Thanks for being here, as always.
Well, we love it, and you know that. And Thursday's a big day, so I'm going to ask you, because I know you're a football guy. I know you have the soul of a football guy. What's your Thanksgiving like?
My personal Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Going to eat a lot of food like everybody else, I'd
imagine.
But
you're going to watch the game.
Oh, yeah,
right?
I'm going to watch all three. I actually spent some time last night researching what my bets would be because I'm going out of state. So I'm going to have to get them in before I go out of town.
There's nothing better now than the Thursday night game because it's like you got the perfect afternoon with Detroit. You have Dallas, and then you got a little nightcap with the night game. This year it's the Atlanta New Orleans, so it's a good one.
It is. Right now we've got New Orleans. New Orleans is sitting at -6.5, total of 49. Everybody that we see coming into the sports book and online currently, they're backing New Orleans, both the money line as well as the spread, and they like that game going over 49.
Yeah, well, you know, between those two teams, the only thing is, it's funny because I think I would lean under divisional unders, particularly the second time teams play. You kind of know their offense a little bit. The defense has a little bit of an advantage. Can you see a little under action there?
Yeah, you could. And look, Atlanta's defense has been outside of Tampa Bay.
Right.
You know, the previous 2 weeks, they were on fire. So, I mean, I could definitely see that. I mean, the Falcons have been up and down all year. They beat the Eagles. Obviously, you know, they're kind of all over the place. You never know what you're going to get from them, seems like.
Let me ask you real quick. The idea, because you said the Saints are 6.5.
Yeah.
How important is that football number of 7? So when you see a number that is either 6.5 or 7.5, that 1 point is such a dramatic.
It is, and it could. The funny thing is, it can sway people one way or the other. So it actually helps in some ways because it moves some of the money around and evens things out. But I know what you mean. 6.5, it's a weird number as opposed to 7 or 6.
It almost leans like dog.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yep.
You know. All right, what do you got for the early game, Detroit-Chicago?
Everybody thinks low scoring. I think it opened at about 39 or 39.5. It's down to 38.5 right now, which obviously is extremely low. People are betting, at least the public here, are betting the under right now. I think they're thinking it's going to be, you know, 17 to 9 or 17-10. But everybody's on the Bears. Bears -3.
Well, you have two bad offenses. You know, on Stafford, his quarterback.
He's doubtful, or I think he's doubtful right now. But who knows what will happen over the next 48 hours?
So you have these two bad offense. Trubisky has struggled. Everybody's seen that. But you know, sometimes when you have two units going against each other, struggled. You miraculously see
you
points,
can.
Especially when it's indoors.
Yeah, and Detroit's defense is bad. They've been giving up a. When they've played, I've taken a lot of overs that Detroit's been in, and they've gone over almost every week. So 38.5, who knows? But the Chicago offense is pretty awful.
Yeah, they're really bad. Trubisky's horrible.
He's bad.
He is another red zone interception last week. Crazy. And then in a game that we really have a rooting interest is Buffalo at Dallas. And we have multiple interest in Buffalo. Obviously, we need the Cowboys to lose to keep the Eagles' season alive. And the coach of the Bills is a native son, Sean McDermott.
Yep. Right now, Dallas is -6.5. Over sitting at 45.5.
I like the over there.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you? I actually love the Bills in this game.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know about the money line, but it's 6.5.
I think it's a close game.
That was one game that I was looking at last night. You think it could go over?
I do. I think that's a real over possibility.
It could. I like Buffalo a lot in that game.
Because
right
Cowboys
now, it's
defense
money's on Dallas.
Is not a great defense. Allen can run the ball. Yep. They have a way. And I do think the Dallas offense, as good as Buffalo's defense is, I think the Dallas offense will score.
They should. They should be able to.
All right, so and then there's a college game, Mississippi State, the Battle of Mississippi. What do you got there?
Yeah, it's a game in Starkville, Mississippi State, Ole Miss. Over is at 58. Mississippi State is -2.5, and people are leaning that way from what we've seen. Haven't seen a lot of action on that game yet because it's SEC, and we're not really an SEC country up here.
No, but, you know, it's a great college weekend. It's rivalry weekend, headlined by Ohio State, Michigan.
Yep.
But you got all day. You know, people are off on Friday, so you have all the college games in the afternoon. Do you remember, because you and I are about the same age, do you remember growing up, Friday after Thanksgiving was always Nebraska, Colorado?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, definitely. when Nebraska, well, Colorado was good then too, but yeah. Nebraska was amazing.
Yeah.
Tom Osborne.
Yeah. Yeah. And they'd run the wishbone.
Yeah.
And you'd see those guys. It was always fun. Have you seen a lot of action early on the college?
We have. The two biggest games. Everybody's waiting for the Ohio State-Michigan game, and then Bama's playing on the Plains against Auburn. Two big matchups. Ohio State's a -8.5 favorite. Most of the public money is on that right now with an over of 50.5. That game's in Ann Arbor, so Michigan's sitting there as a home dog. In the Bama game, Bama's only favored by 3.5, but that game's on the Plains at Auburn with an over-under total of 50 right now, and most of the money's leaning towards Alabama at the moment.
Let me ask you, because the Michigan's played some really good football.
Yeah.
And, you know, Ohio State is the moneymaker of all moneymakers, the, you know, cover machine.
Yeah, you got to wonder, I don't know if you saw that play, that blitz, that they had that delayed blitz Penn State had on Fields and got his leg hung up underneath himself. I wonder if he's 100%.
Yeah, yeah. Do you think Michigan's live?
I do. At 8.5?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
At home?
Yeah.
Why not?
And then, of course, Alabama without Tua.
Right.
So, but Matt Jones.
But what'd they put up last week? 66?
Yeah, against Coastal Carolina, right. Where it was.
Western Carolina.
Western Carolina.
Yeah. They covered.
What was the line on that?
I think that was 57.
Do you have a lot of people that would lay that stuff?
We had a guy in our office bet it, and everybody thought he was nuts, but he won.
I guess between Alabama and LSU, and LSU was a big favorite against Arkansas.
Yeah, I didn't look at that number before I came down, but I mean Arkansas is pretty. Oh, you mean last week?
Yeah.
Arkansas is pretty bad.
Yeah, they're terrible. And then the Eagles are a 9-point favorite.
9-point favorite. Am I right by saying that game opened at 6 and it's jumped up to 9?
Yeah.
And a total of 45. I know a lot of people are flying down for that game from Philly.
Yes, I am.
Are you going?
Yes. I will be down there.
Yeah.
It'll be an Eagles takeover.
Everyone here is on the Eagles, obviously. They're looking for a big bounce back. You know, at 9, who knows? I mean, you know, Miami's covered quite a few games through the year.
They have, and they're almost, I'm almost afraid of it, not to really lose the game.
Yeah.
But the 9 seems kind
of
generous.
It does.
You know, I know their defense isn't any good, but, you know, Fitzpatrick is a guy that can.
He's scrappy.
Yeah.
He can play.
He can. So you almost got to be wary of that. How's the what was the handle on Baltimore last night? Was everybody on the Ravens?
Everybody was on it. It was an ugly number for us this morning.
Yeah.
But the weekend was, you know, for us as a business was real good. There were a lot of dogs coming from behind and winning.
So you think Baltimore is extremely public team from here on out?
If you watched that offense last night and that run game, how could you? They are so physical. That game against San Francisco is going to be unbelievable.
It's going to be
great. Two physical running teams come at each other. Yeah. I think it's going to be fantastic.
Well, it's interesting, too, because Greg Roman, who is the offensive coordinator for the Ravens, who's a brilliant dude, got a lot of great run principles, was the offensive coordinator for the Niners.
Yeah, he was for a long time.
Right. When we remember they had the run with Kaepernick.
Yep.
He was the brains behind that offense that went to the Super Bowl
with
Kaepernick.
Yep.
So that should be a terrific game.
Should be a great game.
Any other games getting a lot of attention?
Nah, I mean, it's Tuesday, so a lot of not really that much early action. I just wanted to highlight some of the big stuff. Obviously, people are jumping on some of the early lines here for Thursday before those move too much. But it's still early, given that, you know, we just had Monday Night Football last night.
Yeah. All right, well, everybody's got to go to parkscasino.com/PA. Download the app. Make sure, especially for Thursday, you want to make sure all the fun, all the turkey and all the football is right there on your phone. You're going to have a lot of fun. Matt, listen, as always, brother, I want you to have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks, buddy.
Appreciate it.
You
great
too.
Great to see you.
Have fun with your family, and hope everyone out there has a good Thanksgiving.
Thank you, brother.
Thanks a lot.
There he is. Matt Cullen, our Senior Vice President right here of Interactive Gaming. Parks Casino and Sportsbook, Street Road and Ben Salem. Let's get back to the phone lines, and let's go to Steve in the Northeast. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What do you say, Stevie?
What's up, man?
Happy Thanksgiving, brother.
You too. Happy Thanksgiving, man. I call Triple S, Food Family Football Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, and I called you on Friday and, you know, said Wentz was going to put up big numbers. But I caught a lot of heat from it from my buddies and stuff texting me right after the game. But I'm not going nowhere, man. I'm still here. I mean, the kid got nobody to throw to. I mean, but, hey, this Sunday's going to be a bounce-back game. I want to talk to you about the Sixers real quick.
Sure.
I'm like you, Ant. I love Ben Simmons. I love Carson Wentz. But Ben Simmons, he scares me a little bit because not only is he a pass-first guy, he's a pass-first, second, and third guy. Like, I was watching him last night, and he seems like he could slash to the lane. And, you know, I mean, 6'10", and he passes it. So, like, turn around and pass it to a guy that's covered. I just don't get it, Ant. But you remember last year we had success in the Toronto series, and I never bash none of our players. I'm always positive on our players, but I will bash the coach. Last year, our only success in that Raptors series was when Embiid would get covered, somebody would slash to the hole. I didn't see none of that last night. As soon as they doubled on Embiid, it was kicked out to a 3-point shooter. No cutters to the net. Did you see that, Ed?
Yeah, I did. It bothered me too. I'm with you. I think it's the only aspect of his game, and I grant you it's an important aspect for this team because they need scoring. It's the only thing left to make him a flat-out superstar, right?
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, he could easily put up 25 a night, and I believe
he should. I'm with you. You know, and he needs to go to the line. There's no excuse for, like, this team needs to go to the line 30 times a game. Right? Like, bar none. Embiid's got to go double digits. Ben's got to go 8 to 10 times. Tobias has to go to the line more. Like, this team should be at the line a minimum 30 times a game. So I agree with you.
Right. But it is early, Ant. And I'm 4 for 4. You know that, Ant. And have a great Thanksgiving.
You too, brother. You too, Stevie. Take it easy. Anthony in Baltimore. You're on 97.5, the Fanatic, Ant.
Hey, Ant, you remember me? It's the Fanatic Addict, brother.
Oh, happy Thanksgiving, Andy.
Hey, gobble, gobble, cuz.
Gobble, gobble, baby.
Hey, Ant, explain to me, when I get off the line here, can you just try your best to explain to me, how did we get here? Going into the Philly season, I'm thinking, the pitching's bad, but they're going to be the best slugging team in the league. They're going to have Odubel Herrera stealing 70 bases. They're going to, you know, out-hit everybody and make up for the lack of pitching. The Eagles making all these acquisitions. I'm thinking it's the greatest roster we've ever constructed. Then, now, the Flyers are the most successful team of the four. And I'm Sixers, Phillies, Eagles, way before I'm watching the Flyers. I'm done, cuz. Explain to me, how did we get here today?
I don't know. And I'm, like you, I'm upset. I mean, now, again, Phillies, you're in a better situation with Girardi, right? And you got to hope that, you know, Middleton's going to spend money. So I do have hope that they go out and get a frontline starter. Girardi knows what to do, and they're automatically a better team, right?
Right.
All right. So I'm hoping, I got hope there. I'm hoping, look, it's November, it's pre-Thanksgiving. We know the NBA doesn't start until Christmas Day, that all this is just working out kinks.
But here's my worry, cuz. Uh-huh. How much hope did you have back in March before the Phillies started? Didn't you already have hope that we were going to have three of the four franchises be successful, dominant teams, and now the Flyers have eclipsed the other three as the most successful now?
Well, yeah, and listen, I'm loving where the Flyers are. I'm with you, and thanks, Andy. Listen, you have a happy Thanksgiving, Fanatic Attic, all right?
Hey, gobble, gobble,
gobble, gobble you, baby. You know, I mean, I'm disappointed. Like, I was expecting a different route. I thought they would look better. The Sixers I'm talking about. I thought I'd see more bully ball. you know, maybe that's a style of play that, needs a little time. Maybe they need some time to just understand their roles, where they're on the floor. I mean, look great on Saturday night against Miami. So I'm thinking about that. I'm thinking about Miami. You know, they destroyed them. It was 4 games, 6 nights, and you know, I'm trying to look at it like that. Phillies, yeah, I had the same thing, same kind of hopes, and I can only look to like Girardi and Middleton tomorrow. And Eagles, I don't know, you know, I don't know. I'm petrified over Wentz, but I just got to hold that hope that I still believe that it's not a talent issue. Like, I don't think it's a talent issue. All right, sit tight. We're going to come right back. 610-632-0975, live from Parks Casino, the Sportsbook, Street Road, Ben Salem, Cousins Corner, 97.5 The Fanatic. Back live at Parks Casino Sportsbook, hanging out, Cousins Corner. Always a lot of fun. Make sure you enjoy yourself. Let's go to Ramon in Mount Airy. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. We say, Ramon, happy Thanksgiving, my man.
Hey, appreciate that, cuz. Appreciate that, Fazan. Same to you, man. You and your family, man. Have you a safe, happy one, and just a joyful
Thanksgiving, brother. Thank you.
Hey, man. Cuz, I had to call you on this show. One, I was going to head out there, man, but you know, wait for folks, another episode. You know, I ain't taking no Uber out there, so you know, celebrating early, you know what I mean?
My man.
But, last night, man, what I saw last night, and everybody's going into the NBA, you know, no point, which I was very surprised and shocked. And even with that, they should have won the game. With that, they should have won the game.
Yeah.
And they should have won the game in regards of, you know, this might be, this, Brett, what I saw last night was really coaching, man. There was, I could say at least 3 times, when I saw Ben 8 feet from the rim, and he kicked it out. And Ben, if you just go to the hole, attack the hole with actually thinking of scoring, not just throwing it up, hope for something happens, but actually with an aggression. When your man don't have, when your top scorer doesn't have any points within the in the first quarter,
we got
to set a play. We got to get you a tape. We got to let you. We got to wet your feet so you can say, okay, this is what it is. And we get it going.
You're right on. Like, by the second quarter, when he's got a zero, you got to go, I got to get my man a bucket, a dunk. That's in the second quarter, let alone go the whole game. That's crazy.
And you go in at halftime, nobody over there said, hey, Brett, Joe ain't got no points. Yeah. Yo, Brett, your top score guy. Come on, man. Like, yo, come on. And all I saw last night, it was a hell of an effort. And again, I say, they were only a possession away from winning that game. 96-91.
Yeah, they should have won the game. I know. The schedule's tough, but they should have won the game. Yeah.
You got it. I fought the players, but there's a point where you got to coach these guys. What I'm seeing in Ben and what I'm seeing in Joe is what we saw 2-3 years ago. And you and I'm starts defenders, but I'm not seeing what I should be seeing at this point in their career. It's 3 years in. We're legit contenders.
I know. I'm perplexed by Embiid. I mean, look, I agree. Ben's got to be able to score, but I haven't seen Embiid dominate a game yet.
No, none. And cuz it's called lazy. I'm lazy. I'm a bypass. Last year at this time, he was playing at MVP caliber, ran out of gas because he wasn't in shape. Now you just said, okay, I lost the weight. I'm as crude. No, home. You ball your ass off right now. Let us worry about later. But right now, you ball your ass off. We're gonna get you the way you need to be, but we need you to be what you need to be.
I agree. I think you're dead right, man. Like, look at it. You got these guys. You know. You watch LeBron, right? Like, you watch these guys. They ball every night.
They ball every night.
Yeah,
I agree. Every night. If that zero was here, he would never live it down until he scored 100 like Will.
I know. I agree.
Real talk. Joe, back in the day, like they said, Joe, you always won, bro. Yeah. You always.
That's it.
Peace.
That's it. Thanks, baby. Good stuff, Ramon. Pat in Bluebell. Pat, happy Thanksgiving, buddy.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, and it was nice to meet you a few years ago in Glassboro, and it's a great holiday, and all I can say is what I can see in front of my eyes, and okay, Ben Simmons. I think he's probably a great guy. I don't know him, but aside from this outside shooting, when there is an opportunity to go to the hoop, he doesn't. And we beat this drum constantly. So I think until there's a time where he changes his attitude, and I think that's got to come from management and the coaching, because if he's not going to get it inside himself, it's not going to change. I don't see any change from him. The bottom line is, you know, please, I hope no one ever compares him to Magic Johnson, because Magic Johnson had that killer instinct, and he took it to the hoop. But this guy, he just doesn't have it. He just doesn't have that killer instinct. And I think he goes back to a combination of selecting players and the ability to coach.
So here's the thing. Like, you're not wrong when you say about attacking the rim and showing killer instinct. I do think that you're a little tough in that what he does on the floor is pretty special. Like, he played, his defense on Saturday night was elite defense. And you just can't overlook that. Like, the stuff that he does on the floor with facilitating, I'm actually, and I agree with you that when he's at the rim, he can't jump in the air and look to pass, and he's got to attack the rim and go to the line. So I'm with you on that element. But I'm more disappointed in Embiid than I am Simmons so far.
It's a combination of both. I think Embiid, I don't know if it's a health issue or a conditioning issue. I don't know that. I'm not there every day. But all I can say is, what do I see in front of me? And I go back to the late 1960s. I'm an old head. I've seen Willis Reed. I've seen all the greats.
But the game's completely different. I hear.
A bit. All I'm saying, I know it a little bit. And to say that, you've gotta want it, man. And I don't see it in either Embiid or Simmons.
See, I think Simmons. I only disagree with you on Simmons in this realm. And Pat, thank you. I appreciate it. When it comes to Simmons, I mean, he gives you an honest 40 minutes a night. Like, he's playing hard. I agree, when he's at the rim, I've said a million times, you know, that offensive killer score points. I agree with you. But I don't think he's cheating you. Tom, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Tom?
What's up, man? How you doing?
Happy Thanksgiving, Tommy.
And you, man. What are you ordering Chinese food from this year?
JC Wings.
There you go. just want to talk about Wentz. I know I called last week about it and everything, man, but I think you just need to, like, you know, relax on Wentz. I think he's going to be fine. When you have slop around you, I think you're trying too hard to be perfect.
Yeah.
And to make every throw a perfect throw, and it makes you tight, and that's where you get the inaccuracy at. When you know you have guys that are going to be at a spot and you can rely on them to get the ball, you can just let it sling.
Yeah.
And when you don't have that, when you don't have it with this slop around you, you have no confidence in your own ability. They're so bad that they're making him feel like he's not, like his confidence is shot. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And then the coach don't help him either, because, I mean, where's the creativity on his play calling? I mean, how many times are you going to run that nasty tight end screen to Ertz, who, as we all know, is one of the worst players with yards after catch? Ertz goes down by a cough. He breaks the tackles. And you're running wide receiver screen, tight end screens to him. So it's next year, I mean, listen, you got to go out and get this guy weapons. This is all on Howie, too. I mean, I don't want to see...
I agree. I think you're dead right about that.
I don't want an offensive tackle in the first round again. I think our offensive line is fine with the depth we have. with the young guys we have as far as Pryor, Mulata, and Dillard and them guys. I mean, you can always fill in the later rounds, but you have to get skill position players. You have to get a safety, a corner, and a linebacker. You need speed on that defense. Because the defense is old, you got to stop plugging in with these older players and trying to relive 2017 again with these guys that you signed this year, like as far as Aguilar, giving Jeffrey money, bringing back Sproles. I mean, giving Graham the money. I mean, you wasted so much money on these older guys that are probably peaked already. And, you know, you just got to go. You got to give this guy money. You can't put regular gasoline inside a Ferrari, you know what I mean, expect it to run right. You got to give a premium, and that's the players around them. They got to be premium players. Go out there and draft some speed guys from the SEC, some guys from the Big Ten. I mean, there's so many receivers in this draft.
You know, I'm with you. I think you're right about that. And I do think, you know, he is pressing. Like, he's dying to win, dying to succeed. And I think you're right. I think he's tight. I think he looks like he's pressing, and he's pressing too much.
He hasn't thrown a deep ball since Deshaun went down. I mean, come on. The last time he threw a deep ball was in the Washington game.
Yes.
I mean, that just shows you that, you know, there's nothing there. And, you know, just only one I would bring back next year is Jackson out of that whole receiving core. The rest of them, they got to go. I mean, you're stuck with Whiteside, but the rest of them got to go, but they all stink.
Yeah, I agree.
Just go on from there. And, you know, like I said, every great quarterback has great receivers. I don't care who you are. I mean, Brady got away with it, but that's the great coach schemes to the other team's weaknesses and exploits them.
Yes, Tommy, you know, I'm with you. Listen. Have a happy Thanksgiving, brother.
You too, man. Talk to you
later.
Always
a pleasure, man. Thank you, Tommy. Yeah. All right. Wow, that'll do it. But listen, tomorrow, 10 to 2, we will be at the Reading Terminal Market.